Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, December 16th. Currently, with a few clouds and breezy conditions, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts to 35 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93. The dew point is 11 degrees and the wind chill is 9 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas Highway Patrol graduated five new troopers from the KHP Training Academy on Wednesday in Salina. The group finished 24 weeks of training that began in July, and now the new troopers will enter the field training phase of the program. The new officers will be assigned to Thomas, Bourbon, Riley, and Johnson counties. The holiday season has arrived, and charitable groups in Kansas City are requesting your help. The Salvation Army is struggling to reach its goal this year.
In comparison to this time last year, contributions at the Red Kettles are currently down by 30%. The Salvation Army has more than 200 Red Kettle sites, although some of them may not always have a bucket due to a lack of volunteers. Not just the Salvation Army is seeing the need. Over 50,000 people have called the 211 helpline, run by the United Way of Greater Kansas City, in a 90-day period. If you would like to make a donation to the Salvation Army, check out their website for more information. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Thanks, Armetta, and this is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available participating dealers while supplies last.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Director Tanya Garfield of the U.S. Small Business Administration's Disaster Field Operations Center West reminds small non-farm businesses in 27 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska of the Monday, December 19, 2022 deadline to apply for an SBA federal disaster loan for economic injury. These low-interest loans are to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that begin February 22, 2022, that includes locally Norton County, and in neighboring counties, including Decatur, Ellsworth, Graham, Phillips, and Sheridan counties, among others. Neighboring Nebraska counties include Furnas, Gage, Harlan, Jefferson, Knuckles, Pawnee, and Thayer. According to Garfield, small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may apply for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet working capital needs caused by the disaster. And economic injury disaster loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that cannot be paid because of the disaster's impact. Garfield stated that the SBA's eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Economic injury assistance is available regardless of whether or not the applicant suffered any property damage. By law, the SBA makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster, and the Secretary declared this disaster on April 18th of 2022. Applicants may apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications by visiting disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. Applicants can also call the SBA's Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955 or email disastercustomerservice@sba.gov for more information on SBA disaster assistance. Kansas lawmakers met again on Thursday to iron out some of the finer details in getting medical marijuana legislation across the finish line. The Special Committee on Medical Marijuana brought data and research to respond to several concerns brought up in previous meetings, and those included possession limitations, potential state revenue, and compliance with other government policies and programs. The committee said the real hurdle is getting it through the Senate, as Representative Christina Haswood stated that they're going through a lot of changes right now, and she wasn't too sure that this is an issue that is a priority for them. However, she said she feels Kansans have been very loud and that they want them to pass medical marijuana in the legislature. Senator Jim Olson, the committee chair, said the bill they had was about 85% complete. The Kansas House did pass a medical marijuana bill last year, but it fell short in the Senate. Fort Hays State University reminds everyone that they will recognize approximately 1,100 graduates during their third annual fall commencement today, Friday, December 16th, for in-person, and tomorrow, Saturday, December 17th, for the virtual ceremonies. Graduates who have chosen to participate in person will be honored in two ceremonies today at Gross Memorial Coliseum, and all graduates will be recognized in two virtual ceremonies on Saturday. And all of the ceremonies, in person and virtual, will be broadcast on the Tiger Media Network. Recordings of the virtual ceremonies will be archived on the Tiger Media Network YouTube channel, with the link provided on the commencement website under the Programs and Videos tab. The commencement schedule, maps, directions, links to accommodation in Hays, and general information can be found at fhsu.edu/commencement. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of the flu this year and is already seeing a spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather conditions, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter, so donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Phillipsburg this Monday, December 19th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H building on North Highway 183. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team played against Golden Plains in Rexford on December 15th, and Coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High A team boys improved their record to 5-2 with a hard-fought 44-38 win over the Golden Plains Bulldogs. Three Huskies scored in double figures, led by Lucas Hansen with a season-high 15 points, Tate Talheim added 14 points, and Connor David 10 points on the night. The Northern Valley B team boys won their second game of the season, winning 7-4 in two quarters of play, and four Huskies scored to contribute to the win. The Husky season will continue after Christmas break when they will host Logan Palco on January 5th in Almena. In Nebraska news, one person is in custody after a hit and run with a Nebraska State Trooper that led to a pursuit and standoff on Interstate 80. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that it all began shortly after 5 p.m. on Thursday when they received a report of a semi driving recklessly near Lincoln. A trooper attempted a traffic stop, but after the semi moved to the shoulder, it reversed and hit the trooper's car, disabling it and injuring the trooper. The semi then fled westbound on Interstate 80. A short time later, a Seward County Sheriff's deputy located the semi and also attempted a traffic stop. However, the semi driver refused to stop and a pursuit was initiated. Troopers took over the pursuit as the semi entered York County, and as the semi passed the Grand Island interchanges, stop sticks were deployed to slow the vehicle. The Nebraska State Patrol said the semi lost multiple tires, but it continued driving, and during the pursuit, the semi driver attempted to strike multiple patrol vehicles. Troopers were able to bring the semi to a stop near mile marker 252 at approximately 7:45 p.m., though the driver then refused to exit the vehicle or respond to repeated commands from troopers. After approximately 1 hour of attempting to have the driver exit voluntarily, the Nebraska State Patrol K-9 was deployed into the cab of the semi, and the driver then exited immediately and was taken into custody. The driver has been identified as 56-year-old Casey Martinson of Sanborn, North Dakota, and charges are pending. The injured trooper was transported to Bryan Health Center West Campus by another trooper and was treated for minor injuries and released. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their games tonight here at home against Russell.
I'm here with head boys basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, last week you started the season at the topside tip-off in Goodland, the Max Jones Fieldhouse. Your first game was against Ulysses, and you have a win there. Why don't we start there with the Ulysses game?
Well, we played great on the defensive end. They had a couple of really good athletic kids that got to the rim well, and we did a nice job of keeping them from doing that and rebounded pretty well. Offensively, we weren't great, but good enough to get the win. And I don't know if you'd call it an easy win for us, but it was, you know, easy enough, and I was pretty pleased with how our kids started the tournament.
And then with that win, then you get to advance on into the championship side. You take on the Lake and Bronx, and that was a pretty nip-and-tuck game there.
Yeah, they're a tough team to play. They're still pretty young, so they're probably not as good as they have been in the past, but they present a lot of problems with their pressure. They like a full-court pressure, and they attack you, and they can shoot threes and attack the rim. So they're really a tough opponent. They have a system, and their kids play it, and they're just a little bit young right now. And we did a pretty good job against their pressure. We did a nice job. Eli Jones got in foul trouble, and we were looking the first two games. He scored a lot for us, and we didn't have him probably for almost half a game. And we had kids step up off the bench, and other kids step in and help us with our pressure against pressure. And again, we played well defensively, I thought, and it was a really good win for us.
That put you in the championship game against the Colby Eagles, and you suffered a loss there. But what some of the things that you've seen out of your team playing Colby?
Well, we knew going into that one that Colby was really tough. Really, honestly, that side of the bracket was probably a little bit tougher with McCook, Colby, you know, and Ray was pretty good ball, and Goodland. They were all good basketball teams. So we knew Colby was really talented. They've added a player. They got all their kids back from a year ago. Plus, they've added a move-in kid that scored over 20 on us on Saturday. So they're a quality club. They're well coached. They have great movement in their offense, and you just really got to communicate and do things right to stop them. And we didn't do a very good job defensively, but on the offensive end, we just, you know, we had a nice start, but we struggled making shots and didn't finish plays inside. And again, that's probably attributed to how good a basketball team they are. So they're very athletic, and we just didn't do the right things to get the job done. But it was a good game for us. I was pleased with how we played overall in the tournament. I thought we made a lot of strides throughout the tournament, but we've got to keep getting better to beat teams like a Colby.
You also had an all-tournament player in Roman Hauser. What did you think of his play over the week?
Well, obviously, we rely a lot on Roman to handle the ball and do lots of things for us. So, you know, he had a good tournament. I don't know that he played as well as he could, especially in the Colby game. But, we feel like it's kind of a team honor when somebody gets that. And we're pleased with how he played and what he did. And I'm proud that he got that honor.
That brings us up to this week's game. You take on the Russell Broncos here at Stoll Gymnasium, and what do you know about the Russell team?
Well, they're probably the most talented team in the league. I mean, as far as the kids they put on the floor and the depth they have, they've got 8 seniors at play, and they got really athletic kids, 2 or 3 kids that are really, really athletic. They got a 6'9" kid. So that's going to cause, I mean, just 6'9 itself could cause you troubles, and he can score. I mean, he's pretty good around the basket, so it's going to create us some problems on the defensive end. But, you know, we're obviously going to have to play well to win that game and do some things really well on the offensive end execution-wise to get shots. So it'll be a great test for us. It's going to be at home, which we haven't got to play there yet, so that'll be nice, and in front of our home fans, and we'll see what our kids can do.
And you're going to have a junior varsity game. Will this be their first action of the year?
Well, they played against Hoxie. We got JV and C, half a C at Hoxie, and that's what we're going to get against Russell. But they have not played, you know, for quite a while, so really probably over a week anyway. So they didn't play at all last week. So it's good that they get to play, and they get a JV and a C game. Plus we come back on Saturday and play a couple of JV games in a tournament down at Trigo. So they get to get some playing time, which will be good to see.
Of course, the junior varsity games will be at the East Campus and the varsity here at Stoll.
That is correct.
Okay, well, Coach, we're going to wish the best luck Friday, and then come Saturday when you send the junior varsity to Trigo. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the Blue Jay basketball teams in their games tonight here in Norton. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, it's the end of the first semester, and the schools will dismiss at 1 p.m. At 4:30, the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball against Russell here in Norton. On Saturday, at 10 a.m., the high school junior varsity wrestling at Cambridge, and also at 10 a.m., the high school varsity and girls wrestling in Goodland. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be cheesy breadsticks, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your local experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of flurries before 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 32 and windy with a northwest wind of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 11 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 41. Saturday night, clear with a low around 10. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 44. And on Sunday night, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 7. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Monday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 27. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 20. On Wednesday, there is a 20% chance of snow showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 23. And on Thursday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 15. Currently, with a few clouds and breezy conditions, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts to 35 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93. The dew point is 11 degrees and the current wind chill is 9 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs defense has been under a microscope, especially since the Denver Broncos game where they allowed a season-high 28 points to Denver, and it's the cornerback room that's been under some fire, especially with how young it is this year. And defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo met with the media, and he discussed the young corners that the Chiefs do have and how well he thinks they've actually been playing over these past several weeks. Now, there's also just some plays where you never really notice how great they're playing.
You know, and then there's, as we get closer, and we talk about this all the time, as we get closer and closer to what we hope is a playoff run, et cetera, et cetera. The game changes. It gets faster. Teams we play are going to be better. We faced a better team. We played Cincinnati, and the same thing with last week. And the guys got to step up. So there's a little bit of growing pain still there. But there's a lot of downs there. I say this all the time about corners. You know, there's a lot of downs where those guys are doing a really good job that go unnoticed because the ball doesn't get thrown there. And there's been a lot of downs where they've done a nice job with that.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, the area of low pressure responsible for the colder air is spinning over parts of Minnesota. It will move into the Great Lakes and eventually on into the northeastern part of the country. That will allow us to warm up a bit as we go into the weekend. But for now, we're seeing some moisture wrap around the low, moving southward, and that will bring us some flurries as we go throughout the day today. Again, after a brief warm-up this weekend, a cold front arrives Sunday night and Monday that will drive temperatures lower, bringing in a chance of light snow and another chance of precipitation arriving Thursday as an Arctic air mass dives into the plains. in northwestern Kansas today. It'll be very windy at times with a high near 30. North central Kansas, partly cloudy from time to time with a high in the low 30s. Tonight's low 15. And